This is Senator Bob Dole. A U.S. mission is back from Hanoi in the latest attempt to learn the fate of our POWs and MIAs. In a moment, Ted Kennedy and I will face off. Ted, the Reagan administration is delivering on its promise to pry information on our missing servicemen from Vietnamese officials. A new team led by a great American, General John Vesey, was in Hanoi to keep the pressure on the Vietnamese. Ted, we can never rest until we have a full accounting. We owe that much and more to our missing heroes and to their courageous families. I was pleased the Senate unanimously backed a resolution of support for the Vesey team. It was introduced by Senator John McCain, a Republican senator from Arizona and a real live hero, a Navy flyer who endured 6 brutal years of imprisonment in Vietnam. The POW-MIA issue is a top national priority.
Bob, no other member of the Senate understands or lives the issue of our MIAs in Vietnam more deeply than Senator John McCain. He served in Vietnam. He suffered there for years as a POW, and he knows the special anguish the families of the MIAs still feel. No question in the aftermath of the war remains higher on America's agenda than a full accounting for the 2,143 courageous men who are still listed as MIAs. 12 years after the war ended, the issue of MIAs continues to be clouded by unfair tactics, particularly the demand by Vietnam for reparations from the war. That's why General Vesey's mission is so important, Bob. It's also why Hanoi's decision to receive him is a modest breakthrough. All of us hope that his mission is successful and that it marks the beginning of a new commitment to resolve this painful chapter in our recent history. This is Ted Kennedy. Bob Dole and I will face off next on human rights abuses by the Contras in Nicaragua. Tune in tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.